CRG Mobile. 4 CRG Mobile, KO4ZEW. Morning.
Sir, you got Robert over here in Bowling Springs.
This is Ben, as in Benjamin, KO4ZEW, down in between Malden and Simpsonville. Good signal you got.
We saw a 25-watt engine tone in a truck going down the highway, 85, hello. Just got off at work. We go in retired, but we go in work about 4 hours every day.
With that, I usually work from home, so I'm in my basement right now. Got a Comet on top of the roof running about 25 watts right now, so you're totally clean. I'm just waiting on a work meeting, so I had a couple of minutes. Heard you shout.
Come in there. Don't get a lot of snow down that way.
An inch or two. It was enough that me and my 10-year-old daughter got out there and played a couple of times and threw snowballs and built a couple of miniature snowmen, but wasn't too bad. It was like South Carolina. It was gone in 24 hours.
About the same here, but we got a little ice lingering around, just don't want to go away. Got a little bit behind the house where the sun don't shine too much, little tall trees, but on the lawnmower cover, but yeah, they say we might get a little bit more in a couple of weeks.
I was hearing towards the end, around towards the end of the month, but that's hard to say right now.
Roger. Well, good talking to you, 73, my friend. We're here at the house. So, you have a good one. This is KQ4 CRG. We'll be clear on your final.
Yes, KO4ZEW, base and monitoring.
KO4ZEW from W1RPG.
Sounds like Bob.
Good day, Ben. How are you?
I'm actually playing around looking to find a Winlink FM packet gateway. And it looks like there's one in Lyman and one in Pickens, and neither one. I'm looking up the RF line of sight website. Looks like there's obstructions between me and both of them.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a setup for VHF or Winlink. I've been able to do through HF, but I haven't even looked at setting that up. But I think this is might be our first over the air contact, I think. Over.
I think technically it is, if you don't count playing with 8Ts at the club meeting. So I'm going to put you in QRZ.
Yeah. So, I haven't done much with the SSTV for a few weeks. I've been doing other stuff around the house. Right now I'm on my way to the post office to mail off something. Went to the YMCA for a class. Yeah, my wife and I go, I go three times a week. She goes almost, I think it's five or six times a week. She likes various scheduled classes. I go to three classes, and then the rest of the time I'll go into the general room and for an hour or whatever. And we got this other couple that we go with, too. They go. So I enjoy that. And, so I'm going to a post office in Greenville off of Augusta Road. I live close to that area, south of Greenville.
I'm between Malden and Simpsonville, so if I were to go to the Y, it would be the one right there, just south of Malden, near the Sphinx and the Brookwood Church. I did go there for a while. Back when I was in Greenville Health System, they had a they had a discount deal with them, but when I left the hospital, I left YMCA, too.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we go to the one in Powdersville on Route 81. That's very close. It's not a long drive, and it's a nice facility. Over.
Sure, you live off Southern Connector, don't you?
I'm on a half north of one of the exits, yeah, the Route 20 exit. I'm about a mile and a half or so north of that.
Didn't I pick up some equipment from your house for the radio rally? I think that was you. I know we did a bunch of pickups. You had fallen sick or something.
Yes, you did. Yeah, last April I was very sick, and I had actually ended up at Greenville Hospital for about 3-4 days. Yeah, you did come and pick up a couple of those wooden crates with stuff in it.
I'm hoping we'll be able to do that event again this year, but Johnny's been so focused on the scouting stuff. I think the Radio Rally 25 is gonna sneak up on him. But we'll see. I'm gonna participate. I may not be able to project manage it this year, but because I may run a vendor table. I've got a bunch of stuff I need to sell off, and so I may pay the $20 and set up a table and just get rid of some of the stuff I have in storage.
Well, I know there was talk about it, but I know we haven't really talked much about it. So we'll see. Yeah, with the scouts, the date of that next one that we talked about at the last meeting, I'm already committed to the Italian Club Festival that I'm a member of, that volunteering at the festival to man a booth or something. Like, all the members are sort of expected to put in, you know, 4 or 5 hours or whatever doing stuff. So I know my wife signed me up for something.
When and where is that?
Fountain in Main Street area. This will be the fourth annual. They started it 4 years ago. I missed it last year because I was in the hospital and it was going on. But and that's the same day as the scouting event in April. I think it's the last Saturday of the month. All I know is when I was at the meeting and they gave us the date, that was a conflict already because I had the festival on my calendar already.
So the date offhand, I'm just kind of looking forward to Winterfield Day. But it's funny, I'm actually 1/4 Italian, and my brother was just up in New York. Him and his family were up there for New Year's, and he went to Ellis Island and actually pulled the records of my great-grandfather and great-grandmother when they landed on the island, and he mailed them to me. So I printed them up and put them in my safe with my family tree and stuff. So, I don't know, 1/4, I don't know if that counts, but there you go.
In the standing, that counts because you got a percentage of in you, and that will count. Like I'm 100%, my wife's half. But yeah, we have couples that the wife is or half is, and the husband is not at all. You know, as long as you got some in you. yeah, the club meets once a month in Simpsonville at the Our Lady Mary Magdalene Roman Catholic Church. We have a meeting there and eat, and they do a lot of different things.
That's our church. have not been in a long time. We've been very bad Catholics. I've been a very bad knight. But I don't know, we need to get back over there. At least someone get involved. I got a nice little letter from the Knights that said, hey, we miss you and we want some kind of award for activity, and we'd like you to show up.
Yeah. Actually, this Sunday is our monthly meeting for January. It's usually the fourth Sunday, but due to a conflict, I guess, different groups at the church, we switched it to the third. So this, everybody brings a dish to share up for like 10 people. There's a buffet line. It's nice. It's a lot of people. Yeah. Well, they have a website, you know, Italian American Club, Greenville. If you're ever interested, W1RPG. I'm just pulling into the street that leads to the post office. So I'm going to start putting the mic down. W1RPG.
Talking to you over the air finally. And hopefully see you Winterfield Day if that works out. If not, February meeting, because we're going to be doing another activity with HTs at the meeting. So I think doing a lot of those activities is going to really help bring people in and get people interested. But anyway, glad you had a good trip, and we'll see you down the log. KO4ZEW.
Ben, nice to catch you here on the air for the first time. Have a great day. W1RPG Mobile, clear.